Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Hector Santos.
Yes, how you doing, Eric?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can I help you?
So we just received the authorization to begin services tomorrow. I just wanted to get the daily schedule that you'll be doing for the 16 and a half hours.
Yeah, let's hold off on that for right now. I talked to the patient and he's very well. I also talked to Allison yesterday. We're obviously very upset with what they at this point in time authorized, because he was looking more in the he thought he would be more in the 60-hour range, because he's 68 years old, has literally arthritis in a knee that was re got tools in it, hip replacement. He needs help way more than 16 hours a week. And so he wants to call them back. He's going to be calling them today to appeal, or to do whatever he needs to do to try to obtain more hours. He was more in line thinking he would have about 60 hours a week, because he really does need that type of help. And it was shocking to me, and it was shocking to Allison. She's spoken to him a lot, that at this point, the insurance company would do such a thing, a disservice to him, in all honesty. So he's appealing it. So I don't want to start anything until we figure out exactly what's going to happen here. Because he said he's going to follow up with the representative. And if it's he's going to take it through whatever levels of supervisors or whatever, because he's obviously very confused about it, very upset.
Right, I totally understand. So I'm going to inform the service coordinator on our end as well, being that we are authorized to start. So if they see that the case is not starting, they're going to question us. So I'm just going to let her know that, the auth came in. They're not satisfied with the amount of hours that he was approved for, being that he needs more care. And then
Yeah.
once the appeal happens and you guys get reassessed for more hours, we can start from there.
Right. And you said you're going to follow up with him, the insurance company, I assume?
Yes, because if they see
Well, that's
that
great.
we didn't start the case, they're going to question why we didn't start, and I don't want him to lose his services altogether if they see that the
Yeah,
hours
no.
aren't being used.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. We definitely want to be on board. It's just, this is, again, it just doesn't. He's an older gentleman. He definitely needs way more help than 16 hours a week. He was like, "That is going to take me that long." He's funny. He was like, "It's going to take that long for me to wash clothes." So,
Right, I totally understand.
yeah. So that's what we're going to do. But yeah, whatever you guys got to do to protect it so they don't close the case out, that'd be great. We're definitely going to, he's definitely, he's going to try, because apparently there's no. I don't understand it. I had caretaker before, and for me personally, because I was, I'm getting back to work, and so, but officially I was disabled, and I had 49 hours a week. So, I'm 56, and so he's a 68-year-old man, and not the best of condition, so it doesn't make sense. So let's do what you got. I wish we could talk to someone directly. I think her name was Nokia or Nisha or something like that. I'm not sure. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't remember her name. I know it starts with an N, but I wish we could
Yes,
talk
the
to her
service coordinator,
directly.
yes.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a direct phone. Like, I know when I did mine, I had a direct contact to everyone, and they were very receptive with opening with phone numbers and everything. So he has to call a 1-800 number in order to handle that. So we'll see what happens today. So he's supposed to be calling this morning, so we'll see.
Okay, and I'll see what I
And
can
then,
do on my end with getting a direct line, and I'll keep you updated.
yeah, that'd be great, because that way we can talk to this lady and plead to her about this, because it doesn't make sense to us at all. And hopefully they can do something a lot better than that, because he needs the care that he needs. So, yeah, anything that you can do to help us, that'd be great. I think it's Allison. Allison also was following up with the lady. So, as much support as we can get on this matter, that'd be truly helpful. We would appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. So I'll keep you updated. I'm going to send out and reach out today. If I get a
Okay, good.
response before the end of the day, I'll definitely give you a call back, okay?
Yeah, and then, yeah, if you get a reply, tell her that definitely we could speak over the phone. If she wants to speak to Scott and myself, that'd be great. No problem. It's, you know, I can do whatever I can. He gives me authorization to speak to whomever, so I can do whatever I can for sure.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
I'll follow
Thanks.
Up with you soon. Have a great weekend.
Right. Bye.
Thank you.